It's Thursday, January 16, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. Effective 20 January, NEM Water will reinstate irrigation water supply from Hardap Dam following approval by Agriculture Minister Karl Hermann Gustav Schlettwein. The move prioritizes agricultural growth and regional economic recovery after the suspension of supply last October when dam levels hit a critical 5.5%. NEM Water's Lord Tamanomata.
Simply means that the dam has simply been opened to allow for farmers to irrigate 80% of arable land while adopting obviously a 20% water savings plan. And it means we are supplying water starting on the 20th of January 2025 for irrigation schemes until July 2025. Depending on the inflow that continues to come in, then possibly we could have other engagements later. But for the time being, in terms of the analysis that was done from our side, this is a decision that led to us advising that it is foreseeable and it's doable for us to be able to supply irrigation water to this irrigation plantation that is within close vicinity of the Hardap Dam.
The Students' Financial Assistance Fund has announced plans to eliminate loan thresholds, ensuring all students benefit from its funding. With a budget allocation of 3 billion, the fund will also cover a broader range of courses and provide support for students repeating modules. Dortea Nangolo is the Namibia National Students' Organization President.
This has been our vision and a strong advocacy point for quite some time now. We're advocating for NSF to change its funding model to be much more inclusive to all Namibian students or trainees who are in need of funding, and we saw that the fund did listen, the ministry equally listened, and so we're very happy and we're very excited because this means there's improved access. This means that an ordinary student who's maybe studying an NQF level 5 qualification is able to access institutions, and that funding is not a barrier that limits their access. So I think that is the biggest victory that we are walking away with as students.
South Africa's basic education minister, Siviwe Gwarube, is hopeful that President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the budget shortfall in the education sector in the State of the Nation address. The minister warns of a looming crisis as provincial education budgets struggle to meet growing demands. Gwarube told ENCA that with stagnant funding, provinces face larger class sizes and fewer teaching posts. She stressed the need for quality education.
The president can assure me that he will make sure that this government is going to have a strong focus on foundational learning, but ultimately the budget cuts have really affected the ability to do provision of scholar transport and infrastructure projects in schools, maintaining the same number of posts in the province for teachers.
Daniel Chapo of Mozambique's Frelimo Party was sworn in as president on Wednesday following months of protests over his controversial election victory, Reuters says. A local civil society group reported that over 300 people have been killed in clashes with security forces since October 9's vote, which the opposition claims was marred by vote rigging and Western observers deemed not free nor fair. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed the announcement of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Speaking to reporters in New York on Wednesday, shortly after the announcement was made, Guterres said the UN stands ready to assist in the implementation of the agreement. Jody Jacobs is our correspondent in New York, where the UN is headquartered.
Guterres, who has long been calling for the fighting to end, says the organization's priority now must be to ease the tremendous suffering caused by the conflict. He says the United Nations stands ready to support the implementation of the deal and to scale up the delivery of humanitarian relief to thousands of Palestinians. The Secretary General says this deal is just a first step towards peace, calling for an end to the occupation and the advancement of a negotiated two-state solution. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.